Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, nigga?
Any one of y'all niggas got a fucking problem with me?
I hear y'all fuck niggas talking that
nigga,
shit.
I ain't never heard of fun.
Bitch playing with me all kind of motherfucking
ways. I've been out that shit on everything.
Like y'all fuck niggas can't be touched.
And tell my people free my
fucking money. Beat you one of y'all niggas. They done cut the check. You already know how I rock it, nigga.
He ain't got time.
I ain't never hard to find. Last time that I checked, I'm the man on these streets. They call me Hollywood. Just to kill a nigga beat. Glock 4-5 in the pocket full of crack. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Yeah, I do a fat trap. Nigga play with me and I'ma knock his brakes loose. Another pack gone. Shout out to my nigga Juice. I don't gotta lie. Niggas know me. I'm the truth. Got 100 niggas with me. Everybody gon' shoot. Yellow Lamborghini, yellow diamonds, yellow models. Cut my last bitch off, cause she don't wanna swallow. I'm ballin' on these niggas, you would think I hit the lotto. Yellin' at the waiter, talkin' bout bring another bottle. Yeah, it's going down, you know where I stay. Downtown, Rumby Street, bitch, I'm from the Bay. Yeah, I'm riding dirty, hunt around in the K neighborhood. Dope boy, yeah, my name, whole weight. Goons on deck, yeah, I'm fucking with some killers. 17-5, that's the numbers for the dealers. You would think I got a problem by the way I blow the striller. With a house full of holes and a mouth full of jiggers. Yeah, these niggas loving it. More money than the government. It's get you on the radio, nigga. We on some other shit.
What's up? Thank y'all for tuning in to another exciting episode of In the Plug, G1 Radio, right here. We got two exciting interviews tonight, so, you know, it's going to be a hot show. Plus, we do got some new music right here, G1 Radio. We got some announcements. You know, coming up for us, we got the G1 Awards going down January 21st. At West Ashley Auditorium. Anybody out there, y'all need to come out there, support the local celebrities. Not just local, because we got people from all over the Carolinas, but, you know, it's the 11th annual G1 Awards, you know, that I do. So it's like, y'all need to come out, support. I'm playing some music. All right, we do got Mother Man. Any other host that's supposed to be hosting, press 1. What's up, Mother?
Yo, what's
that? Where you at tonight?
What's up?
I said, where you at tonight?
Shit, I'm laying low tonight, you know what I'm saying? Getting stuff such a beautiful Friday, you know what I'm saying? January the 13th, we got 787 Bun Grill. Y'all come out there and support the city, man.
Word. Okay. Now, I'm going to jump into a song. We do got some new music. Plus, I guess, first up, we got, who we got up first? We got Blow 305 straight out of Miami. We got him first right here, G1 Radio. And then next up, we do got your boy, Digga Montana. So we do got some celebrities right here for you tonight. I'm going to play some music. We'll be right back, G1 Radio. I'm going to play that favorite song by Trella King featuring Lil T. Lil T is the female host for the 11th Annual G1 Awards. Let's go.
Barely eating
Chinese food, rubbing on your thigh, feel the vibe, I'm trying to dig in you, fantasize in ecstasy, I'm trying to take you through the moon, back to the crib, watching belly eating Chinese food, rubbing on your thigh, feel the vibe, I'm trying to dig in you, this right here, her favorite song, girl, you know that I'm the one, but she on my voice, when she hear it on the microphone, this right here, her favorite song, you know this the one right here, girl, you know that I'm the one, when she in the club, she asked the DJ to play her favorite song.
That's my favorite song, got my glass in the air, me and my girls over here, fuck them hoes over there, I see him standing looking at just the type that I like, I've been plotting, he been plotting all night, tell the DJ bring it back, one more time, you falling for them catfish, but see you die, money over niggas, cause I'm bout mine, ain't worrying about them hoes, cause I got a feed
right
nine.
Now, microphone, this right here, her favorite song, you know this the one right here, girl, you know that I'm the one, when she in the club, she asked the DJ to play her favorite song.
Man, right here, live. That right there was Fuckboy by Trina. Again, if you got some hot music and you want us to play it right here on Geechee One Radio, email us at Geechee One News. That's GeecheeOne News at gmail.com. And we'll put it on right here for you. Explicit, all that, you know, we don't censor nothing. But again, in about a minute, hopefully, Mr. Blow 305 straight out of Miami will be calling in to be right here live with us on YouTube on the radio. My guy. Oh, my God, we put that on mute.
Yo, yo. What's the word?
All right, so what's going on? What's going on with the number one promoter of the city?
Shit, you know, right now I'm counting probably promoting like 6-7 shows at one time right now. You already know. Now I'm just damn working, cooling.
All right. Well, until our Mr. Blow 305 calls in, we will talk about this, you know, because, and I want to put it on blast because, I got stuff going on. I don't know. I guess I do promote, but I wouldn't consider myself, a promoter, but I don't really consider myself to be a promoter. I'm like a media outlet, you feel me? But, you know.
Just because you smoke a cigarette once a week don't make you a smoker.
Well, I don't know if you're comparing me because I promote every day. So, so I know you were talking about me, but I guess that's your metaphor for whoever.
No shade.
No, because my thing is I know I promote every day. I promote, I promote people all kind of way, but I wasn't even addressing myself. But if y'all want to address me, you can. Y'all can press 1 and I'll put you live. But anyway, so going back to this, when you hire a promoter, Mr. Muggerman, tell us what we're hiring. Because, we probably got people listening, and I don't want to offend anybody or whatever. But, I got a vent. I've hired different promoters to promote what I needed promoted. And I guess maybe being a media outlet, maybe some, a little bit educated on it, I'm watching everything that they do. You feel me? And I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about in general. Because I know I hired somebody. I'm trying to speak in codes, but y'all can understand what I'm trying to say. I hired somebody, and, this person, and I do get it. They don't have, I got 5,000 followers on Facebook. Because, that's what y'all go with the Facebook, 5,000 friends, and then I got 5,067 followers. Plus, I got multiple pages, so I sort of get that because I got people that follow me, and then I got people that don't follow me. So I would hire somebody as a promoter to promote on their page because they might have a different set of people watching. You feel me? Hold on 1 second. You might have he ain't following yet. So I would hire And I'll call a young lady. I hired a young lady by the name of Shanera. And Shanera is a model, very beautiful young lady. She she was on some of my shows or whatever. Anyway, so, the price that she charges is not a bad price. And actually, she has people that follow her. So it's like, okay, cool. Somebody like her, I would pay her. Somebody like even Aitisha, I'll pay them. Somebody like, even like Mother Man, whoever, whatever, I'll pay them because they have a different market of people. And like I was telling you earlier when we were talking about this, some people consider a week to be 5 days. Some people consider a week to be 7 days. But my thing is, if you hire them for a week, I guess maybe that's something you need to address. Now, I'm not even talking about you. I'm just talking in general because dealing with social media promoters, everybody has their own thing that they do. You feel me? So some people be like, 5 days of the week. And then some people have, I only promote on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. They have certain days and times and all kind of crap, which I do get because that's how they do it. But if you only got 800 friends and then everything you post on your page, nobody's liking before I even pay you, are they worthy of being paid, Mugga?
So you got to think like this. Like I always say, you get more lookers than likers. You know what I'm saying? You got more people who look at your status than like it. You know what I'm saying? Every day you look at a status, you probably see the status the D that you like not like it, but you like it, but you didn't like it. You see what I'm saying? You liked it and you scroll past it. Some people like it and like it. You see what I'm saying? But if you post a big event, just say you post Lil Boosie gonna be in Charleston tonight. When I post that tonight, the day, it'll probably get 200 likes. If I post it for a whole month, it'll probably be 10, 15 no likes. You know what I'm saying? But you still have people who look at it. It all depends on who the promoter is. You know what I'm saying? So, that's basically what it is. But you have more lookers than likers. And then some people tag a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So, some people just like it just because they tagged in the status. You know what I'm saying? Because in Charleston, if I tag you and you don't like my status, you consider that as a hater. You know what I'm saying? Even though you don't got nothing to do with the party, or even though, you know what I'm saying? That's just how Charleston people, they don't like my status. They hating on me. Like, wild fucking shit. I'm tired of liking. I don't like 10,000 statuses this day. You know what I'm saying? But I like the status, but I just don't like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying?
We do got UK calling from California. What's up, UK?
What's happening, people?
What's up?
Going
you
on, bro?
The host, or you just with us?
What's up? I'm calling to talk to everybody. Like, I miss y'all, boys. I'm headed back out there, man. I'm trying to make it down there to the Get Your Fun Award. But shit, what's good, Charleston? What's good, SC?
Well, we are waiting for Miami 305 to call in. Once you call in, make sure you press 1.
It's motherfucking raining in the sunny South Carolina, nigga. It's raining over here, nigga.
Well, shit, it's raining out here in Cali, too, man. Ain't shit sunny over here. Tony said it don't rain over here.
Tupac lied to me, man. What the fuck, man?
It's raining right now.
All right, well, I got to jump into this interview. So, UK, you about to jump in this with us. We got UK.
Shit, I'm down.
We got Mugga Man, and we got Miss Peachy One right here, nominated for 4 awards at the South Carolina Underground Music Awards. And actually, I'm being honored, too. So, and me and Mugga Man are actually going for the same award, which is the Grind Is Mine Award. So, kind of.
Oh, that's
cool. So, you think she won that?
You
should go ahead and get your honorary award and vote for Mugga Man Grind of Mine.
They got Carlos Cartel, they got Mo Beats, they got Colors, and he's being honored too. And they got a couple other people, but I'm going to jump into this interview real quick because this is how the show get back up. We have Mr. Blow 305 straight out of Miami live on Geechee One Radio. What's up?
What's good?
All right. Well, I do got some questions, but then I got some more questions. So first up, Mr. Blow 305, how did you get the name Blow 305?
My homie down in Miami gave me that name. You know, we used to go smoke a lot when we were young, so they started calling me Blow 305.
When you say young, like 18, 19?
No, I'm 22.
Young J.
Nah, when we were young.
They call your body, right?
Yeah, Jits. Shorties, yeah. Yeah.
Word. So, where you at right now? You in Miami?
Nah, I'm out in Florence now. I'm with my folk. I just played up here for a few weeks, but I'm going down there probably Friday. I'll be back and forth and shit. This is where my family originally from, South Carolina, but my mom moved down there. I've been raised down there, though. So I've been back and forth ever since.
Okay. All right. So what actually made you, I guess, start? What made you decide that you want to be a hip-hop artist? You're a hip-hop artist, right?
Yeah, hip-hop artist, yeah. I mean, when I was young, we just writing things down. Me and my homies and my cousins make beats, so we've been doing it for a long time. Yeah, and now I'm a cousin. I'm a beat, so we just brought it this way, this Carolina, to see what's good.
Right, so you sell beats too?
Nah, my cousin, he make all the beats. He make all the beats that I use. Well, we do it together, yeah.
Word. So is there anything as of right now that you feel that you have accomplished that is on a bigger platform?
Well, we got some tracks with Iceberg. And we got some tracks with some MG artists, Gunplay, with a few more people down in Miami. But like I said, we just bringing it this way to see what's good with it. This is where we were originally from anyway with our folks, so we're going to get a little heat up here, that's all.
Word. I've been down hauling an Iceberg before, you know, he supposed to be coming down, that's way soon.
Oh, so yeah, Iceberg.
With
yeah.
Iceberg, yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's a cool nigga, yeah. He big in the South, too. He be getting on back and forth to Georgia a lot. I'm not sure if he been to Carolina yet, but yeah, he's a cool nigga. That's my little homie, Iceberg.
All right, so where did your passion for music come from?
I don't know. We just create our own thing. Like I said, we used to smoke a lot, drink, and take it from there. We create a lot of music when we used to be crib. We got a little basement. My cousin used to stay with me and my mom, so we used to all get together and do our thing down there. Listen to Trick Daddy and stuff like that, and that's where it came from. Trick Daddy, Luke, and all that.
Word. So where do you see your career going in the future?
I don't know. You want to be going to keep doing it. I mean, leave it up to God and see. Take it from there. I mean, you want to be big, of course, but right now we just grind underground and take it from there. Just press whatever happen.
All right. So basically, the song that we have to use, which you're promoting, which is called "Wake Up." Could you tell everybody a little bit about
it?
Yeah,
"Wake Up." Mm-hmm. "Wake Up." That's something we did maybe a few months ago. Some street, some grimy people can relate to. I mean, hope you guys like it.
Well, we're about to jump into that real quick. "Wake Up" by your boy Blow 305 right here on Get You On Radio. Again, anybody tuned up here listening in, if you want to got a question, comment, feedback. If you like the song, you don't like the song, press 1, and we'll put you live right here at Get You On Radio. Let's go.
I wake up in the morning, bat that reefer. Tell them boys my cocaine is cheaper. Eyes red like Doug the Reaper. Young nigga, 40 millimeter. I wake up in the morning, bat that reefer. Tell them boys my cocaine is cheaper. Eyes red like Doug the Reaper. Young nigga, 40 millimeter. Come and get this powder off the scale. For my nigga Ronnie in the cell. Sitting 100 years and he won't tell. Spend his whole life reading mail. Before he put the next man in jail. Ah, on the man side, gotta be. A sucker shit don't apply to me. Ah, you ain't my bitch, so don't lie to me. I wake up in the morning, bat that reefer. Tell them boys my cocaine is cheaper. Eyes red like Doug the Reaper. Young nigga, 40 millimeter. I wake up in the morning, bet that reefer. Tell them boys my cocaine is cheaper. Eyes red like Doug the Reaper. Young nigga, 40 millimeter. Got your face, huh? Polish niggas on your case, huh? A lot of money when I'm in the place, huh? On the man that side, gotta be. Don't trust these niggas far as I can see. Big Dave on the B with the shit. That's my nigga Ronnie with your bitch. Leave a Polish nigga in the ditch. All in the name of getting rich. I love the money, I love the money. Won't put nothing in the butter money. Sticks in the trunk, I heard them boys is coming for me. I wake up in the morning, bat that reefer. Tell them boys my cocaine is cheaper. Eyes red like Doug the Reaper. Young nigga, 40 millimeter. I wake up in the morning, bat that reefer. Tell them boys my cocaine is cheaper. Eyes red like the Reaper. Young nigga, 40 millimeter.
All right.
All right. We tune back to GT1 Radio Show with GT1. That right there was Wake Up by Blow 305, which we have live right here with GT1, which is me tonight, Miss GT1, your boy UK, as well as Mugger Man. So, UK, did you have any feedback on the music?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I like what I heard. Actually, I thought with the hook, the delivery was going to be a little more different, but I still like what I heard. Mm-hmm. He kept his little Southern swag to it, kept a little 305 to it, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Definitely.
Okay.
And get
yeah,
anybody
I work
else
with a few Carolina artists, man.
Oh, yeah, I got you. One sec. Anybody else got any questions, comments, or feedback, make sure you press 1 so we can put you live right here on GT1 Radio. Because like I said, we do got a bunch of people tuned in. You know, if y'all got nothing to say, that's cool. If you do got something to say, don't be scared. Just press 1. But I'm sorry, you said you do work with a lot of Carolina artists?
No, I've been wanting to since I've been up here, you know what I mean? I'm going to get some stuff in while I'm up here. I got a bunch of hard beats that my cousin made, and I just want to get it in with different people, see what's good. All
right. So what artists have you heard about since you've been down here in the Carolina?
Boss Game. I mean, it's a few more, but I don't really know them. But I heard of Boss Game and Trouble, shit like that. Like I said, I'm open to work with a lot of people, and while we're doing anything, while I'm here, I'm down, man.
I do got a caller. I don't know if it's, you know, I'm about to put them live real quick. That's 4038. You're on the air. Who's this?
Bell Nino.
Bell Nino, the co-host. Yeah. Did you get to hear the music just now?
Man, I ain't hear nothing, man. I'm just getting in from clocking in, man. My bad, people. You know what I'm saying? All late and stuff, man, for chiming in on interview all late, man. You know.
All right. But again, for those just tuning in, we got your boy, Blow 305, straight out of Miami. He's in Florence, trying to connect with some people right here in the Carolinas, get his music heard. So, excuse me. So, do you have an album or a mixtape or a project coming out?
Yeah, we got Blow 305. Who is Blow 305? The EP coming out. Hopefully, the next couple of weeks. I mean, we just finished it up, getting all wrapped up, but. That's what when we start pushing in a minute. Maybe like a week or two, it's going to be all good. I'm going to start some pushing up here, then I'm going to go back down to the crib sometime next week. You know, who is Blow305? You can follow me on Twitter, Blow_305. And all that good stuff. IG, everything, Blow305.
Do you have any music videos, anything, like, any visuals we can look at you on YouTube?
Yes, I actually do. Just go up to 305 Young Blow. You can see all the videos I made over the past years is on there. 305 Young Blow all together. And check it out. Tell me what you think.
All right. I got a question. Since you are an artist from Miami and you just get into the Carolinas, do you see how different the music industry here is compared to where you came from? And if you do, can you tell everybody what you
think? I mean, yeah, it's a big difference. I mean, up here, people more free to work with you, and it's a little more people, a little more accepting. I mean, down there, so it's whatever. I mean, dog eat dog, everybody for themselves. I mean, I like it because it's grimy. That's where I'm from, and I'm used to it. But up here, there's something different. That's all. It's a little more slow up here, but people a little more ready to listen, willing to listen to what you got. They're gonna tell you how they feel.
And again, anybody else got a question out there, you can just press 1. That's it for the interview. I do got another song by you, which I'm going to play. I don't know if you got time to listen and talk about it. But we got that Miami for
good.
The weekend.
Okay.
By your boy.
Okay.
Let's get to that. Let's go. Keep you on radio.
just a freak, and I just want you in my shit. Take me in Miami for the weekend. Heard she got a man, but they ain't speaking. Ready for the kissing and the freaking. Let's do Miami for the weekend. The weekend. The weekend. The weekend. Let's do Miami for the weekend. Pretty girl, give me your head. Let's take a walk in the set. Pretty brown skin with your tint. You turn a boy to a man. You remind me of a lady. You remind me of the pain. You ain't gotta leave, girl, you can stay. Cause I know you sick of that sorrow. Cancel that flight for tomorrow. I love what I see, girl, you flawless. Pretty brown skin from New Orleans. We can just stay here on college. Why he treat you so bad, girl, I wonder. For the summer, girl, you make a nigga sing. I hope you be back for the spring. Take me in Miami for the weekend. Heard she got a man, but they ain't speaking. Ready for the kitchen and the freaking. Let's do Miami for the weekend. The weekend. The weekend. The weekend. Let's do Miami for the weekend. Let's do Miami for the weekend. Come take a ride in my Jeep. I just wanna set you to sleep.
Alright, alright, we tune in. Back to Get You on the Radio. I got my co-host. We got UK tonight. We got Mother Man tonight. We got Pharaoh Nuno Brown tonight. We got some people tonight. Plus, we just played at Miami for the weekend by Blow 305, which we have live right here. You know, live.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we do got a call.
Uh-huh.
Again, anybody else want to get on, just press the 1, and we'll put you live right here. Caller, last 4-2-9-8-3. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello? Yeah.
You live on YouTube. Who's this?
Oh, shit. This is Mr. Rockstar. What's going on? How y'all doing today?
All right. What's good?
What's up?
What's good,
did
man? I heard that song, man. In the live, man. In
okay,
the time.
I like it,
man. Wake up.
Appreciate it, man. Okay.
What's going on, though? How y'all rocking the lake?
I'm chilling, man. I'm laid back. Like I said, I'm my influence. I'm chilling, man.
Oh, word.
That's all,
that's
man.
What's up.
Yep. Yeah.
I like that shit, man. Word.
Nah, I appreciate
I like
it, man.
I like all this doing something, you know what I mean? Shoot. I mean,
okay.
Word. I mean, that's what he bought. Putting that music right out there.
Earth. Okay, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mr. Rockstar,
I mean, you follow me. Follow me on my Twitter.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
A hip hop artist.
Yeah, hip hop artist. Why?
Okay. Hey, well, follow me back.
But anyway, no, that was dope, man. Like, for real, like, it's different. When I heard, like, Wake Up, I was thinking, like, you know, because, like, I ain't gonna lie, I got a song called Wake Up, but it's, like, totally different. It's, like,
okay,
way more, it's, like, trappier. It's, like, way
okay.
more trappy. I thought it was gonna be, like, some old trappy stuff. Like, it was different, though. It was trapping all that together. Like, that was, like, dope, man. That's what
okay.
I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Rockstar, for calling in.
Hell yeah. All right. So I'm going to call in. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, again, we live right here at YouTube on Radio with your boy, Mr. Blow 305. And again, we do got a lot of new people that called in. They made 2 songs about your boy. Right now he's in Florence doing his thing, trying to network with other artists and other people and get his music heard, and y'all need to look him up. Anybody else got a question, comment, feedback,
Nino, I know you deal with artists.
Yeah,
you
I'm about
questions?
To chime in anyway because I heard him say something when I was, you know, chiming in. I heard something about Boss Game and Trouble. So you,
mm-hmm.
you working with those guys? You already got something lined up with those guys?
No, me and Boss Game, yeah. I link up with Boss Game, yeah. He, my people link up him while I be up here, so I chop like him a lot. Matter of fact, better work on some shit in the next couple of weeks, so I'm here, so yeah.
Okay.
I'll be fucking with Boss Game.
Okay, okay, okay. Cause
yeah.
What about any other people in Carolina? Or just strictly him, or is it like, well, whoever want to work, or are you just like,
I mean, yes.
Particulars, you got particular.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing your thing, yeah. I ain't particular. I mean, I ain't particular. I ain't picky. Like, if somebody want to work and they willing to grind with me, we're gonna do it. It's gonna be whatever. Yeah, I ain't particular. Well, want to work, we're gonna work. As long as we're gonna put the work in together, whatever.
How long you been out here, brother? How long you been doing your thing?
I'm back and forth. Like I say, my folk originally from here, and I got family up here, so I'm always back and forth.
Okay, tenfold.
Yeah, like I say, I'm going back to Miami Friday, and I'll be back up here a week after that, so I'm here, bro.
If you can hit Purple City up for me, man, go ahead and see if you can see a little couple of them strippers up in there or something, or hit the vault up in the room. And goddamn, throw some floors up. Missing home up here. I'm up here in this cold north, man. I'm missing the south for a little bit, man.
Okay, okay. Where you at?
I'm up in Maryland, man. I'm up in Maryland.
Maryland?
You know,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, man. Okay. But yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hearing about Purple City, but I ain't hit it up yet. I had too much clubbing down in Miami. I ain't really got a chance to do nothing up here.
If you in Miami, I know they going out for Puerto Rico, all kinds of stuff, you know, Dominican, all everything
yeah.
down there.
Oh, yeah, you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they down there. So I try to keep your business while I'm up here, though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Grinding, man.
Treat like a business trip.
Your sound is good, though, man. It's very, very unique, man. Keep doing your thing. Keep pushing, man, and network, man. Get in good with some of the good people. Jay Blade, B-Will, like I said, Boss Game, you know, all those guys out there, man.
Yeah.
You know, Young Duya, if you can catch up with them, and, you know, a couple beat makers, DJ Raekwon, all them, if you catch up with any of what's his name, John Lee, anybody. Like, you just trying to network, man. Those are some good artists out there. Hell, Mugga Man, if you're in the Charleston area, you need to holler at him before you get on the track with that man. That man working for
okay.
Man, straight like that.
Yeah, I've been down to Charleston a few times. Yeah, I went to, like, the little battery area or whatever. But I didn't get a chance to, like, really stay out there, but I'm going to try to link up there sometime
yeah,
this year.
Man.
Yeah.
No,
like I say,
man,
yo, connect, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I say, follow me on Twitter, man. It's blow_305. I'm gonna follow you back and we can link up and see what's good.
All right, 10-4. We say no more.
All right.
Again. Tuning in, we got your boy Blow 305 right here, Get You On Radio. I mean, that's it for the interview, and we do appreciate you coming on the show,
okay.
Getting the music heard, and networking with us right here on Get You On Radio. And hopefully we might see you January 21st at the 11th annual Get You On Awards going down at West Ashley High School.
Okay, I appreciate y'all for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.
January the 14th, we in ATL Club Knockouts. All artists calling all artists. January the 13th, 787 Barn Grill, North Charleston. Y'all boy fuck with it.
Okay, no, for sure.
That
no
boy
question.
Stay working, man. The number one promoter in the world, not the country, not just Charleston, the world. hey, Mugga Man ain't playing with him, man. Straight like
fuck
that.
Fuck with me if you're sitting on me every weekend. If you're an artist
yeah.
sitting on me every weekend, you better fuck with me.
Yeah, right. Fuck with him. Now, he that's the real deal, Holyfield. The Charleston plug, man. You didn't fuck with that. Dude.
Okay, say no more.
The nigga that I had my bed, so I had to change my name. I'm going to be back in 60 days, though.
All
sure,
right, we got to jump in.
Give Felicia your information, man, out there. Hit you up, dude.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I'm on Twitter, Blow305. I'm going to follow you back.
All right, make sure you follow us, Get You One, right here. All right, we got to jump into some music. And up next, you got your boy, Digga Montana. If you are tuned in, you need to press the 1 so we can put you live right here. We do got a lot of people on the live. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, press 1 Mr. Digga Montana, if you're out there, we're about to jump into this Beat Kill track real quick.
Showing my bitches,
right back
man.
With you. Holding
a nigga down.
Y'all already noticed that Hootie Gaddafi mixtape. Worldwide web flow.
Red Fat Business.
Cash Joe.
Nigga been waiting on this shit, bro. He ain't holding you up no more, man. Nah, I'm in here, that's my nigga.
Tell me how I feel to be a trap nigga, bitch. Shorty said she wanna suck the trap nigga dick. Real street nigga buying rap nigga shit. DJ bring it back, it's the trap nigga shit. Tell me how I feel to be a trap nigga, bitch. Said she wanna suck the trap nigga dick. Real street nigga buying rap nigga shit. DJ bring it back, it's that trap nigga shit. Me and my brother came up on half on split. Now I turn on for a half or a brick. Run up in your trap, me on some jack nigga shit. Former master spinning you on some rat nigga shit. I'm one out overnight and nail a pack, get them shit. Venezuela with the stamps on that bitch. Magic sending money throwing racks on that bitch. You hold bond that ass, baby dip. Spell back for a minute, now I'm back in the mix. Say you wanna have, say I'll be back in the gym. Hellcat charger doing a dash on that bitch. Foreign fish bowling paper tags on that bitch. Took my Buddha sex and blew some racks on that bitch. DJ bring it back, I'm about to spaz on this shit. Fuck the gang when we act bad in this bitch. We got Molly, we got Roxy, we got gas in this bitch. Ooh. Tell me how I feel to be a trap nigga bitch. Show you shit she wanna suck the trap nigga dick. Real street nigga buying rap nigga shit. DJ bring it back, man, it's the trap nigga shit. Tell me how I feel to be a trap nigga bitch. Said she wanna suck the trap nigga dick. Real street nigga buying rap nigga shit. DJ bring it back, man, it's the trap nigga shit. Bring it back, we watch spaz on this shit. After party crank, we going slam in this bitch. And I brought this gang, we acting bad in this bitch. We got bleaches, we got broccoli, we got gas in this bitch. We got $5 fillers, Molly Dabs in this bitch. We got Roxy, we got Zane, Lori Tabs in the scripts. They ain't pat us down, we got scraps in the scripts. Get hit the back of the head with the back of the clip. 50 round Draco on the back of the whip. Fix his head, crack a bed of backroom trips. Pyrex glass, bring it back, doing flips. Red flag, blue flag, nigga claim crip. Dope dealer, dream, face, buggy, AMG. DJ, cause you play something for the cheese. City on the sea, flooded, fucking up the street. About to fuck another beat, damn, fucking up the sink. Ooh.
Muggerman, we got Pharaoh Nuno Brown live right here. We're gonna jump into this next interview. We got Digga Montana live with us. What's up, Digga?
Yo, yo, what it do? What it do? What's up?
We got you live right here. Get you on the radio. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. You know, just been working, laying low, getting everything together. You know, got the Cuck Up Gang. You know, got a little entertainment label going on. You know, everybody know me as Low Digger, but you know, I'm a solid 180 now, so they gotta call me Digger Montana now.
Word, word, word.
Yeah, growing up, my nigga, so we had to take the little off, nigga.
Yeah, man, we had to take that little off, man. That was back in 2006, 2007, you know. Take that
real,
off.
Hold
on, but you still kind of short, right? Or did you get taller?
I ain't get taller, but I'm just solid, like real solid right now. You know what I mean? Real solid.
I remember you were so short. That's why I'm like, okay, level, because he's kind of short.
yeah, man. In that gym, you know, pumping that iron, getting right.
All right, we heard you got some new music out there. Do you have like a mixtape or an album coming out?
Yes, I have a mixtape coming up called The Cuck Up. You know what I mean? Based on the group that I came upon and made up called The Cuck Up Gang. You know, coming out late March, you know, around that spring break time. You know, it's just like a CD basically telling everybody I was cooking up on the low, you know, because everybody like, Digga, man, when you about to drop, when you coming back with the music, you know, and I was just cooking up the whole time in the studio getting my business right.
I'm going to jump into one of these tracks real quick because I know one of my guest hosts, I think his phone about to die. So we do want to hear some music from you real quick. But jump into this good. Now, a little bit real quick. What's the good about? Before we even
That song right there called God Good. I think the Gmail sent good by mistake, but it's basically called God Good. Like, you know, we got porn boys in the system who beat, you know, charges. You know, so when we beat them charges, like, dang, God Good. Or something happened good to us. You know, we be like, shit, the man good. So it's like a club. It's like a club song mixed with a, you know, you showing love. So it's a nice track.
You know what? My head wasn't a gutter because I was thinking it was going to be like good as you was talking about a woman. But I got you.
Oh, no.
So God
no, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're about to jump into that real quick. We got that God Good by Digger Montana right here.
Give me the audio.
Turn up, listen,
America.
My daughter's be the merchant. Got houses with a big garage. My plug say it's free of charge.
Drop it out.
Let my dogs out them prison bars.
Sure. Just woke up to a couple text messages. From the money, God good, that a blessing. No chain texts from my exes, but I swear they always stressing. My new chick sent from heaven. Booty wide, I'ma need a grip on it. When she throw it back, I'ma have to jump on it. Foreign with push start, no keys on it. Double cup pouring on me, homie, I got your girl on her knees. Came a long way from trapping on third good. Now I got the city screaming out money good. Just made 5K cash out the lab. Do the math, that's a bag. Stacking bag after bag. My God, man, I got this city so sad.
My daughter's be the merchant. Got houses with a big garage. My plug say it's free of charge. Let my dogs out them prison bars.
Projects to a nice house with a swimming pool in my station. Two chains on, two cell phones. Don't call my phone, just text me. She think I'm fine, that's heaven sent. I can't lie, she sex me. From the trap house to the studio, to the workflow, no resting. My cup money, I keep money, we end up finessing. We ball hard and we eat good. $100 bills digested. You blogged up congested. Your girlfriend confessed. My daughter's be the merchant.
got houses with a big garage. My plug say it's free of charge. Let my dogs out them prison bars. Free my niggas.
Talk good, talk good, talk good, talk good. I'm sipping on lean, all good. My grass stay green, all good. All good, all good, all good, all good. I'm stacking my cheese, all good. Fuck with us, you should.
All right, you see me? The Geeky One Radio Show, girl. The Geeky One, that right there is that God Good by Digga Montana right here with us. Again, I still got a couple co-hosts. We got UK, we got Mugman, we got Nino Brown. And again, we do got a whole bunch of people tuned in. I see you, Dub. I do see you. I see you, Dub Slim. And anybody else, they want to get live with us, you can just press 1. You could ask a question. You could comment on the music.
If y'all ain't new, y'all got on the phone right now, Digga Montana. Nigga been running the game for damn near five years, 10 years. I wouldn't even say 5 years. What the fuck I talking about? 10+ years, nigga. Fucking dickhead and shit, nigga.
Yeah, like a dickhead. You know what I mean?
Doing 5 years and shit, nigga. Plus 2, nigga. Plus 10, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga Montana, man. Hey, what a first hit you had? I know you've been back since handle that record and shit like that. Nigga, what a first hit you had that took over MySpace, innit?
Yeah, MySpace, man. The first CD was Key Players of the Trap. You know what I mean? Just straight raw and uncut, man. And you know, like the buzz, the feedback off that was crazy. Like, we was in the streets, man. We was going to Mickey D's. Them boys been working at Mickey D's, going crazy. Oh man, look at them boys. That's bigger than boys. So ever since 2006, 2007, like, I had a long stretch. You know, we had a lot of show money. Then did shows all over the state. Then opened up for artists like Wally at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, opened up for Meek Mill at South Carolina State, did a song with Walker Flocker. You know what I mean? So I experienced a lot. So when it comes to the rap game, I know what it takes to really get in the industry. You feel me? So it's just
Y'all boy, trendsetters, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these young cats coming up today doing the same thing y'all been doing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been in the first group of artists in Charleston that wasn't even getting paid, that was getting paid for shows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, like we really, other than, you know, Fat Boy, Mr. Taylor, Dino, you know, people like them, I think we was really the first young cats to really, you know, bring that young flavor to the city to make the OGs respect it. Like, dang, them little boys grinding. Like, them boys pushing. You know what I mean? Like, we really brought that to the city. Yeah.
Songs in rotation on the radio with mainstream artists.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
UK, did you have a question or comment for Digga Montana tonight?
I got a comment. I need to be on the remix of that God Good, because that jump went in. I straight like that shit, period. The hook went hard, the verse went hard, the flow went hard. Yay, get my contact straight like that.
I got you. Hey, it's all love with me, man. My man already know. Just send me the link, the beat, the address, man. I'm on the way. It's all love.
And you know your boy all the way up there in California too, so that might be some.
Oh man, that right there, good. Yeah. I need that Cali love. I need that Cali love.
All right, we got a whole bunch of people with their hands up, so I guess we're about to take some people from the line. Again, You must, if you want to talk, press 1. If you're just calling to listen, you are listening, so you don't have to press 1. Because I've been in a little conference room with some people, and they're just like, I'm listening, but you don't have to press 1. Press 1 if you want to talk. So I'm going to see if this person wants to talk. I'm just being real. Last 4. 2667. You're on the air. Who's this?
Danielle, what's up? It's C-Man, you know what I mean, calling in. What's up, Felicia? What's up, Mugger Man? How y'all doing? What's going on?
What's happening? What's happening?
I just chilling, you know what I mean? I just chilling. First, you know what I mean, I just want to say, you know, shout out to my little man, you know what I mean, my dog, you know, Digger Montana, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I won't say Felicia, you know, you got to stop tripping on my dog about that height too now, you know what I mean? I hear you throw that in there, you know. But yeah, man, Digger, you know what I mean? Hey, bro, you already know what it is. You know, we down like 4 flats, my nigga, 1,000. You know,
yes,
so, you know, that's the year right there, dog. 2017, it's been a long time coming. You know, we got you, bro. We riding out with Mugger Man next week, too. We going to be in the A, so you know, we ready for that. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All work. All work.
Cook up gang in full effect. You know what I mean? Take a
yes,
do your thing, man. You already know what it is.
All right, one love, OG.
For sure. All
right.
All right, we got one more caller, and then we do got another song by Digger Montana to play. Last 4, 7230, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's D from St. Louis, Missouri. I just called in, wanted to say what's up to everybody, you know what I'm saying, and let Digger know what's happening from St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, checking you out. And, you know, big up and good luck to you, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that love, fam.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
So did you know about Digger before the show?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I heard a little word, you know what I'm saying, from Charles, you know what I'm saying? I got people down there. They told me to call in, hear him, check him out. So I said, I'll do that. You know what I mean? It's all love.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Much love.
Word.
All right. And again, don't go nowhere because we got one more song, but we do got one more. Well, not more. Well, about to say we got two more. Well, not, we got three more callers. No, we got 4 more callers. But yeah, don't go nowhere. We got 4 more people I'm about to put on the line. And then we're gonna play another song by your boy Digger Montana. Hold on 1 second. I'm hoping I'm meeting the right people too. So
you ain't gotta worry about Digger Montana ever sounding like Atlanta. That nigga sounds
oh,
geeky when he talk. He hear that shit in his voice, in it.
You already know it, Tommy.
All right. Last 4, 2667. You on the air? Who's this? Last 4, 2667. You on the air? Who's this?
Hey, yeah, Felicia, that's me. I still on. I just listening, man. Everything good.
All right, press 1. Your hand can go down. Okay. This is Dub. What's up, Dub?
Yo, what's happening? Peace. What's good, world? It's your boy, Dub Slim, checking in. Get you on radio show. Shouts out to Montana. Shouts out to Digger Montana. You know, just checking in, seeing what's going on. Keeping my ear to the streets. What's good with your mugger?
What's up, my nigga?
All right, Jeff, man.
OG,
Dub.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Good evening. What's good? What's good, ma?
Dub Slim. Dub.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
right.
Dub,
what a
model, Dub. Motherfucking gold fingers in it. That's what you call yourself in it. What you call yourself? I forget what you call it. Gold fingers or something.
Oh, nah. Shit. One of the many monikers, Funky Fingers, Dub DiBiase, the man with the golden hands.
Million dollar hands.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Million Dollar Hands. It's all good, man. Whatever. You know, just don't call me too late to get that check. You feel me?
All right.
Man. I'm trying to get this money up.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, stay right there, Mr. Dub Slim. We have one more caller, and again, we do have another song lately by Dick. Oh, no, we got 2 more callers. People keep putting their hands up, so it'll go on forever. Last four. 7523, you're in the air. Who's this?
What's good? What's good, man? It's Killer Black. What's good?
Did you have a question, comment, or feedback
for
Nigga Montana tonight?
Killer, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby? You know how it is, man. I'm all with that cook-up gang, you know. Diggy Montana, I represent that to the fullest, you know. We got a lot of projects coming out, you know. Yeah, I like that good, man. You need to keep it pushing, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you already know. I'm going to get that in
that's
rotation,
like God,
man. Yeah, God,
nah,
good, my bad.
Nah. what's up,
so
mother, man?
What's
up, my name?
I know.
You know? You know how it is. You know, I always be posted out with that mugger man and Ron Diggy Barbarian, you know. We do that rap battle too, but I'm full effect with that Diggy Montana, man. I'm pushing that to 100, man. I'm riding with him to the wheels.
Ride it. All day, baby. All day.
Making music.
Right.
We can
well,
record.
We got one more
call. You know, just
and
keep it pushing, man.
And again, anybody else, don't hang up because we do got one more song by Diggy Montana, and we would like you to press one and jump back on the line. Last four, 7371. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, hello, hello.
You're live. What's up?
Yo, yo. What's up? This is Screwface. Hell, that record CEO. What's up, mugger man?
What's going on, bro?
What's up, Felicia?
What's up? Did you have a question, comment, or feedback for Mr. Digga Montana tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, man. Digga Montana about to lock the city down, you know, cook up gang, fully Haitian. It's going down 2017.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fucking boss, man. What's happening, nigga?
All right,
man, everything good, man. Everything good, mother, man. How you been?
Cool, man. Just trying to stay in the loop, nigga. You already know.
Yeah, man, you know. Man, I know, man. You've been doing your thing for a long time, man.
Word, bro. Appreciate you, man.
All right, bro.
Wow. Your voice sounds familiar. Who is this?
This Screwface. Handle that records.
I know.
Person
all right, you want to jump into this other song I have? My nigga Montana called lately. We'll be right back.
Every number of Baby Boys production.
All right. We tuned in to Get You One Radio. It's your girl, Miss Get You One. And my co-host, we got your boy, UK. We got Pharaoh Needle Brown. And we got Mugger Man. And we still got your boy, Digger Montana, live right here with us. You still in?
Right here.
Tell everybody a little bit about that little mix you just had just now. Tell everybody what came up with the, what made you come up with that concept?
Like me, I'm a listener. So, you know, I was riding in the car, you know what I mean, had the radio on. They had the old school jams on, and it was at FWV. And, like, when I listen to songs, I listen to the words, the lyrics. So, you know, she was like, I don't need no one else. First thing come to my head, you know, I'm thinking about paper. I'm thinking about getting money. Like, I don't need nobody. Just give me some paper. Let me do my thing. You feel me? So, I just flipped the whole song. And made it like a get money theme. You know, you with your partners, you getting money, you having fun. So, you know, that would made me come up with it. Something different.
Word. UK, what's your feedback?
My feedback is he should keep grinding and don't ever stop, because he got the vibe, he got the go, and the hype behind it.
Right,
I ain't heard no slouch music, and I heard some of his old shit. I heard some of his old shit, too. Chilling with Mugger a while back, like in 08. I heard some of his old shit, and I ain't heard nothing flop yet. So keep doing that shit, bro. Don't let nobody ever deter you. None of that. That go for you and Blow 305. Don't let nobody deter y'all, man. Y'all keep doing this music thing. Every time the genre changes, every time somebody come out with something new, y'all hype it up some more. Straight like that.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that love, man.
Now, Nino Brown, do you have any questions, comments, or feedback?
Well, you know, I'm a sucker for old school, you know, but that total, you know, sample, whatever. Who made the beat? You made the beat, or was it,
My homeboy, Baby Breeze, did that beat for me. I took him the old sample, and he just flipped the whole beat for me. Yeah,
right.
He did a real good job on that.
Yes, he did. He did. You did your thing with it. That's love right there, man. Man, I'm like UK, man. Like, keep grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got an ear for music, man. You need to keep that going, keep that pushing, man. And you know, we're gonna see you out here, man. Just keep doing your thing, man. And you know, you got my support, bro. Do your thing, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate that 100. Yeah. 1,000, man. Appreciate that love.
Already.
Yes, sir.
All right, and I mean, if anybody new want to get on the line, press 1. You're right here, Get You One Radio. We do a lot of people. I mean, I think it's the same people.
There's a lot of fans out there, you know what I'm saying, waiting to see what Digger Montana got for as a solo artist, you know what I'm saying, coming out as herself, you know what I'm saying, because I don't give a damn what nobody see. You still got fans out there, you know what I'm saying, from way back when, you know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't be nothing for you to come back and get them followers and shit back, you know what I'm saying? They're waiting for that music, and you could listen to the music from now till then that you done grow with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, right now, you know, my thing, you know, I'm 28 now, so, and, you know, I now record, like, you know, about five, six CDs. Since I was like 19, 18. So this upcoming project, like, you're going to hear like a lot of growth. You know what I mean? And like the, you know, the songs that she just played, you know, is Geechee, it's Charleston, but you can tell that I'm trying to like bring out the growth in Charleston. I'm trying to show people outside of Charleston that Charleston got industry material too. You feel me? So, you know, I've been through a lot, you know, I had seen a lot, you know, from being incarcerated, from, you know, you know, being in real shootouts, you know, I really did it. I really loved it. So, like, this project is me. Like, I'm putting everything on the line. So, you know, I'm about to give the streets something to really pump.
Word. And again, anybody else out there want to get on the line real quick before we wrap this interview with Digga Montana? We do have people. I don't know if they still got their hands up from earlier, but I'm going to throw them on the line real quick. Last 47230, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, not really, man, but I did dig that that old school beat with that new love, you know what I'm saying, that new style. I think it works real well, and, you know what I'm saying, dude, just keep grinding, you know what I mean, for real. Because
yes,
they love music, you know what I'm saying, they love the lyrics, they love the beats, and you know what I'm saying, they love to get that good feel back into the music, you know what I'm saying, so.
Yeah, that good feeling,
Keep rocking.
Word.
Yeah, man, appreciate that.
Hey, Digga, them boy had the city want to ride motherfucking short buses and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a short bus rider. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
them
boy getting money. That's what's up, man.
Last 4, 2, 6, 6, 7. Did you have anything else you wanted to say? Last 4, 2, 6, 6, 7, you're on the air. All right. Yes, not. Dub Slim, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say shouts out to Baby Breeze for that funky ass sample flip. That was really nice. As a producer, you know, I like to give props where props is due. And that was a nice concept on that record. I like the way y'all went with that one. That's a pretty good one, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like everyone else has been saying, that old school flip with the new vibe, pretty much taking a page from the Bad Boy catalog. Diddy do that all the time. It takes a familiar sound. It's already a hit, so shit, ain't no need to reinvent the wheel. Just put some polish on the motherfucker and keep shining. That's definitely a win-win formula you got right there, so. I would spin it, you know what I'm saying, on my DJ gigs. I definitely get that in rotation and keep fucking with it, you know what I'm saying?
Very appreciate that, big homie. Much love.
So for those people out there who don't know, I guess where to contact you or reach you at, could you tell everybody where to get at you at?
Right now, I got a team setting up my Twitter, my Instagram, and all that, because I, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was just used to Facebook. You know what I mean? Because I'm just so used to pulling up to the studio, you know, writing, handling business, then going about my way. But since I'm doing it on my own now, you know, I got a whole team setting up everything for me. But if you want to contact me, number is 843-324-7892. Live and direct, you know what I mean? I'll pull up on you. We're going to handle business, whatever you want to do. It's all love.
What's your office hours?
Man, I'm like a vampire, man. I don't really sleep, man. You can hit me from, shit, 1 in the afternoon to whenever. You know what I mean? This is all good with me.
Prices go up after 12.
Yeah, you know how that go. Yeah, man.
All right, well, we about to wrap it up. Again, we thank you for coming on the show. UK, anything else you wanted to say?
You know, to
live young and prosper. Straight like that.
Yeah,
I had fun tonight co-hosting. Even though I ain't co-hosted or been on the show in a while. I'm out here in California, y'all still putting it down for everybody everywhere. If y'all ain't seen nothing from me, I just dropped another mixtape, Ears to the Street Volume 4, hosted by DJ Complex of Universal Music Group. Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of South Cac artists that actually jumped on that thing. So y'all check it out. It's a lot of drops on there too, like Snoop dropped on there, Jada Kiss did a drop, DJ Khaled did a drop, so y'all check that out.
Y'all know my mixtape drop. I ain't stopped yet. Volume 4. And shit, anybody that want to link up artist-wise, I'm always around, man. Matter of fact, I got this song that I'm doing with Bizarre from D12. And we still looking for two more artists to jump on it. If y'all down with jumping on that thing, connect with me. Felicia got my contact. Mugga should still have my contact. Pharaoh should still have my contact. Y'all just link up. Y'all real about this music thing, man. I'm out here. I'm everywhere. At least I'm trying to be anyway. So, yeah. Live long and prosper, man. It's 2017. Let's get it.
And yes, question. You performed on the red carpet at the BET Awards?
At the BET Awards out here in California, I had performed on 106 at Park. It was me and Boosie. And then for the BET Hip Hop Awards, they kind of played us a little bit. We was actually supposed to be performing. It was a green carpet at the Hip Hop Awards, if anybody knew. I was out there in line behind Tip, and we were supposed to perform in this little section they got there. They had us perform at Outkast's studio for the BET Hip Hop Experience. So I did a whole show and sound, they call it Sound Stage, inside of Stankonia, which is Outkast's studio. But it was still fun. The media
yeah,
was definitely
yeah, I've been there. I've been there,
fun.
Man. That sure did crazy, bro. The boy got the
and
little waiting room when you first
business,
walk
bro.
In on the right. Then you got to bust that left, and then
well,
the studio.
Actually, you know that's a... I was going to say, actually, you know the waiting room used to be the sound studio. They just said, you know what, we're going to move the sound studio back. And so they pushed it back. But they ain't even finished
you know,
doing, man. The stage is
you know, right
like
across the street, right across the street from that motherfucker. That's where Stevie J and Scrappy, I fight at on the show.
Yeah,
a little,
when they, yeah, when they shut
man.
It down.
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Crazy,
and Stevie J dumbass tried to buy the whole thing like an idiot.
Yeah, boy.
But yeah, so I'm always in there. That's why I tell y'all to connect, cause like I got. Two engineers and two major producers that work for Outkast that I fuck with.
And you know,
matter of
and
fact,
you know Outkast
the boy
did a video in that head. Motherfucker too. That club. One of the videos
yeah,
been in that
in
club.
The, in the back.
Yeah.
I was gonna say in the back of the club. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
really
that's a nice
here,
little
yeah,
spot though.
Yeah, and ain't nobody got a. I'm telling you, all you got to do is grind and get it. That's why I say work, grind, hustle. It'll never stop, man. But, yeah, so BET was straight. And my next venture is not to keep the mouths closed on it, but the next venture is a tour called the Black and Gold Tour, trying to make people understand it ain't just about the streets. If everybody understand that we came from the motherland as a black community, and in the motherland everything was literally got took from there, it was about gold and diamonds. So I'm going to do this Black and Gold Tour. And like I said, it's on Hush Mouth right now. Y'all just now getting the first buzz of it. We ain't even got it out there. I got a couple of vineyards that I ain't even closed the deal on yet, but it's going to happen. So when I start calling people up, looking for people like, hey, you want to come on and do like three shows out of this tour? It's paid. You know what I mean? Don't think it's a joke, because I'm dead ass.
Well, all right. Well, again, we do this every Wednesday night right here, GT1 Radio. Thank you, Digga Montana. You know,
word,
you always call in.
I appreciate and... that too, man. Appreciate that.
And when the CD dropping?
The CD dropping March. First thing March.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And again, we don't just have Charleston people tuned in. We have people from everywhere. So we do appreciate those who do call in. And, you know, I don't know if you just call in to hear your music or not, because if you want to hear your music, you can send your music into us and we'll play it. But, all right, I mean, that's about it for the interview. Again, check your boy out, Digga Montana. I guess on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, YouTube too.
You
can go on. You can go on YouTube, type up Digga Montana or Low Digga, and there's all kind of stuff on there, man.
I'm gonna play a track real quick.
If you an artist listening, And you sitting home every weekend, that's because you ain't fucking with the Charleston plug, nigga. Chill.
Already.
Now, just because they sitting home, are you getting a paid show with mother? You getting a paid show with mother?
Shit, you, listen to this, when you were artist, right, let me tell you something. You gotta make yourself a product if you want to get paid for a show. You know what I'm saying? That's why back in the G, shit, you didn't even know who 8-Ball and MJG was. You just been buying it because the CD cover been hard as a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get paid for a show, you gotta be a product. You gotta have what it takes. Like you know what I'm saying? That's I don't know, man. You know what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, see, Mug, you gotta teach them. Cause let me learn y'all something. If you're an artist and you ain't getting paid for a show, if you really got your rights royalty organization together, you still gonna get paid for the show. I mean, just to give y'all a little taste of what it really
I'm
is.
I'm gonna tell you something.
You
like can this.
Go do a show for free, but you.
It really don't matter. It really don't matter in a week if you getting paid or not, right? Because if you ain't getting paid, then you better be selling CDs at the show. You know what I'm saying? You won't get paid one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? So don't miss an opportunity because you want to get paid every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You going to miss 10 shows because you want to get paid. And them 10 shows, you could have did for free and sell 200-300 CDs. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta know how to make moves. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, you got to know when to roll them, know when to hold them.
Word. But we're about to get into some music. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. Check out some hot music right here. Get you ready. Let's go.
Good. AFP in the building. Hollywood Blacks in the building. Hold up, I got this feeling.
trying to bury millions somewhere where nobody knows. Let me be nobody, cause when I'm done this adios, probably cop a mansion somewhere in the Amalfi Coast. Rocking linen shirts with the Gucci Louis Fendi Lowe's. Cooligan bucket, cause I gotta let these fuckers know. When the money calling, everything stops, everything drops. We out here, we living through sunshine and raindrops. When the showers, it pours down, I was caught in a drought. We going through it and we getting to it. Got this shit here figured out. And now, we run it, 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 we run it. Been through a lot, had to pro before walking. Fresh in my feet and then niggas start stalking. Found me a lane, now I gas in no parking. Speaking of gas, let me roll, let me spark it. Fuck all these flavors, just pass me some chocolate. No local scenes, I'm trying to get charted. Billboard or cotton, none can stop them. Treat me like TV, go ahead and watch them. Just like them candles, I got me some options. Plan C and Plan B and Plan A and slopping. Head of the ship, I am the captain. We are not active, but ready for action.
Ryan, good. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take it to the strip club, you know? Yeah. It's good.